NPR's Peter Kenyon's been speaking to Syrians and Iraqis making the trip from the coast of Turkey to Greece. And he sends us this postcard from the Greek island of Lesbos.
This island has been transformed from a dream vacation spot to a haven of a different sort, free from the horrors of war in Syria and Iraq. From here, those that survive the crossing from Turkey can try to press further on into Central and Northern Europe, and the obstacles ahead don't seem nearly as difficult as the ones they left behind. But many are carrying the savage violence they escaped from in their memories. Their greatest hope is that their children will be spared what they went through. In a camp just north of the port, Syrian Selma Halik holds her 2-year-old daughter Amara, who flashes happy smiles and waves at visitors as her mother describes how they were forced to leave Kobani 2 years ago after an onslaught by fighters from the Islamic State.
My family was almost wiped out. ISIS killed my brother, my aunt, and my uncle. They caught them and just murdered them. We couldn't stay.
Halik, her husband and daughter, came to Izmir on the Turkish coast, and he got a job, low pay, under the table. As Amara clings to her mother and chatters away, Halik explains why it didn't last.
There was a funeral in Kobani. We had to go, and so my husband lost his job. There wasn't any other work, so I sold my gold and we came here.
Unlike some refugees, Halik doesn't have a preferred destination in Europe, just somewhere her daughter can grow up safely.
We'll go wherever our money can take us. We tell ourselves we're adults. We've seen it all. We don't know if our future will be bright or dark. But I don't want this little girl to have to see the kind of blood and slaughter we've seen.
Down by the ferry, we meet Mohammed Awiya, an outgoing Iraqi who seems happy to show off his English, which he says he learned while working with the U.S. military in Iraq. He arrived in Turkey 2 weeks ago and tried to find his way to Europe.
I spent 1 week in Istanbul to try smuggling to Bulgaria.
What happened at the border?
It's crazy, man. Soldiers there. They beat us, they take our phones, they take our money. I tried to talk to them, they never responded.
His next attempt was by sea to Lesbos.
Yeah, it's a rubber, and there are 29 guys and 5 kids. It's crazy, you know, because it's all full of water. And I have like the bottles, I just cut it in half and took all the water inside
and
bail it up.
Awiya bought a nearly $70 ferry ticket to Athens, but he doesn't plan on staying long.
Hell no, no, I'm not staying to Athens, no. I'm going somewhere like Sweden, Germany or something like that, because I've lived for 5 years with Americans, they don't do me nothing, nothing.
He says he spent 5 years pursuing one of the special visas Washington offered to some of the Iraqis who worked directly with the military, but was always told his application was in process.
I have 3 sharp on my body. I have cut 12 stitches. I work with 101st Airborne, the 1st Division Marine Corps.
NPR hasn't independently confirmed that Awiya worked with the U.S. military. Like most of the people we met on the island, Awiya says neither staying here nor going back is an option.
Because I have family too with me, you know, I have to make it.
So going back to Baghdad is just not safe.
No chance. No chance to come back.
By now, Awiya and Halik and their families will be back on the migrant trail to Europe, unsure what happens next. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Lesbos, Greece.
Thank you.